I'm Marco Werman with The World. Last year, you'll remember, there was a wave of Central American migrant kids who started arriving at the U.S. border. The largest number came from Honduras. Gang violence and poverty launched most of them on that dangerous journey. But for Hondurans from the Garifuna community, there are other factors at play. Marlon Bishop of Latino USA has a story of one Garifuna woman trying to decide whether to stay or go.
Jillian David says her town feels strangely empty these days.
Ya no hay gente como antes en los pueblos. Somos un pueblo bien unido, siempre bien solidario.
We used to be very united, she says, but there just aren't as many people around as there used to be. They're off looking for a better future, supposedly. Jillian lives on the north coast of Honduras. She's 29 years old. She says there have always been people migrating to the States, a few here and there. But starting last spring, the trickle became a flood. Hundreds from her town left to try and cross the border, mostly mothers with small children and teenagers on their own. Jillian's 14-year-old sister was one of them. One afternoon, she found a note on the bed from her sister. It said, "If you're reading this, it's because I've already left." In the months before her departure, her sister told her she lost 2 cell phones. Jillian now believes she sold the phones to help pay for the trip. She was furious at her sister for leaving without telling anybody. Jillian and her sister are Garifuna, the descendants of African slaves and indigenous peoples from the Caribbean. The Garifuna have lived peacefully in seaside towns in Honduras for over 200 years, but these days there is a sense of crisis in the community. It's common to hear people describe the current migration as an exodus. Even though she's mad at her sister, Jillian often thinks about leaving herself. She says it's almost impossible for someone like her to get a job in Honduras.
Por ser mujer es un problema, y una mujer garífuna todavía es un problema doble.
Being a woman is one problem, she says, but being a garífuna woman makes it twice as hard. She's been turned away for positions at department stores, only to see someone with the same qualifications but lighter skin get the job.
Hay lugares aquí, por ejemplo, en la Ceiba.
Jillian studies graphic design at a local university. She knows she would have better opportunities in the U.S., but for now, she's decided to stay in Honduras. A few years ago, Jillian joined a grassroots Garifuna activist group called Ofrene. It's not a job, but it's given her a purpose. Until recently, Jillian didn't know anything about farming, but she taught herself some basics. Now, she's directing a group of women working in a vegetable garden. They're in a patch of land that the Garifuna recently won title to, in a remote northeastern part of Honduras. The Garifuna consider this area part of their ancestral lands, and they want to create a home here for those who feel they have no choice but to migrate.
Cada día hay menos espacio donde podamos ir, ¿no? Básicamente.
Miriam Miranda, the leader of Ofrene, says that every day there's less space for the Garifuna. She says large landowners, organized crime, and tourist developments are all encroaching on their traditional lands. Even though Jillian lives more than 7 hours away, she comes out here a lot, spending all day working the land, cooking communal meals, and, come nightfall, playing Garifuna music. We have a good time, relaxing, playing drums, she says. We've even brought back some songs that only the old women knew how to sing. People here say that this is a scene that's rare in Honduras these days. A group of young people sitting around a fire singing the old Garifuna songs. The younger generations are more interested in American pop culture than Garifuna traditions, and many worry that the latest migration wave might finally tear the community apart. That's why even though she still thinks about going to the U.S. to join her sister, Jillian just can't bring herself to leave. For The World, I'm Marlon Bishop.
Enmer Gerardo Chavez contributed to the reporting of this story, which was produced in association with Round Earth Media.